Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun Alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Hope you're doing well. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is your host, Anthony Matthew Jacob. Welcome to our program today. The program that you are listening to is Like Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Inshallah, in this program, we will be discussing, or rather understanding and learning about the life of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. When I say we're learning about Prophet Muhammad, am I going to tell you about the biography? Am I going to tell you where he was born, when he was born, or like the historical details? No, we're not going to learn about historical details. We're going to learn about his lifestyle. In Arabic or in Islamic literature, we call it the seerah. Seerah is something where you are kind of living with the Prophet. You know, as we learn, we will understand how he behaved in certain circumstances and how he did not. So we will understand this, why? So that I, the listener, I can implement his lifestyle in mine. So where I will be able to replicate his lifestyle and learn and imitate him. When we study the life of the Holy Prophet, you know, when I come from a background of Hauzawi, you know, where we study. Hauza is the seminary, the Islamic seminary. When we start studying, we understand, you know, first, one of the first things they tell us is the books about the Holy Prophet, the historical authenticity. And when we study these details, we realize that the life of the Holy Prophet is a vast ocean. Whichever, you know, whatever part you dive into, you can learn something. Whether it could be his, let's say, the personal life. You look at his personal life, there's so much to learn. You look at his political life, his professional, his public life, there's so much to learn. You look at his spiritual life, there's so much to learn. Inshallah, we will try to get a gist and a basic understanding from different aspects of his life. This is a vast ocean. You know, like they say in English, a small fish is better than an empty dish. Since it is vast, do we just choose to ignore it? No, we will learn as much as we can and implement it. This is one of the most important aspects, implementing this. Otherwise, we're so used to listening, we're so used to reading, and then we just read this as a novel and then just move on with our lives. Here, inshallah, we will try to understand and, as I said, implement these principles of the Holy Prophet in our lives. Firstly, you know, why is it important to study the Holy Prophet? You know, why can't we just, he lived 1400 years ago, right? Why is it so important to study now? Now, here's the point. If you look at the entire industry, which is called entertainment industry, in reality, what does this do? In reality, these industries, they are creating role models for us. Let me give you an example. When I am a child, I have certain role models. Let's say for a little girl, probably your cousins, your daughters, what is this role model? Well, it could be the Barbie doll. It could be the toys that we use, the cartoons that we see. They are the role models. We learn from there how to behave in a society. In certain societies, these are the only role models. You know, the kids grow up at the mercy of these cartoons, these toys, and then they implement them in their lifestyles. So you have these, the kids have their role models, a person grows up. The society, the entertainment industry provides another set of role models. Who are these role models? These are your sports stars. You see children, you know, they're so excited about footballers. They're so excited about your hockey players and all these role models. Why? Because this is the age where they are physically active. They like to play. And then the role models provided to them are usually from the sports arena. Then you grow up a little bit. You have film stars as your role models. So the youth have film stars as their role models. They learn to behave in a certain way from these role models. They implement, they imitate the way they dress up, the way they cut their hair, the way they present themselves. Everything comes from film stars. Then a person grows up, he has another set of role models. Let me give you an example. Forbes under 40, right? Forbes successful businessmen. Forbes most influential personalities. So who are they? These are role models for a different set of people, for a different age group, right? So you have these people. So everyone, you know, the entire society is imitating these role models. Now, here is the question. Why is it important to choose the role models? Because if I don't choose role models for myself, then the society will impose these role models on me. Because human beings by nature, we are someone who follow. You know, we very few or very rarely people, you know, they come up with something out of the blue. Usually, most of us, most human beings follow. So when we follow, we need these role models. And if we don't choose our role models, we will be forced. The role models will be forced upon us. So here is where Islam comes into the picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there are so many examples in the Holy Quran where he tells us that, you know, these are your role models. Let me give you an example. The ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Let me translate that for you. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Certainly, in the Holy Prophet is the best example for you. And then the ayah goes on, for whom? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ. You know, the one who returns to Allah and the one who fears the Day of Judgment. So if you have a deen, if you have a religion, then Rasulullah is your best role model. So now that the Holy Quran is providing us with a role model, that is the Holy Prophet, isn't it important that we study and understand the life of our dear Holy Prophet? Inshallah, in the next episode, I will tell you how important role models are and how, especially in the case of the Holy Prophet, you know, his image, his personality was completely destroyed in order to destroy the ideas, the principles that he stood for. Inshallah, that is the next episode. But then you'll have to be patient and you'll have to stick to me. I mean, I'm not going to pull you till the next episode, but of course, you will have to come back and listen to the next episode. So far, I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Inshallah, if I have to summarize what we've discussed so far, we discussed how the society imposes role models on us, why is it important to have role models in our life, and we concluded that if we don't choose role models, they will be imposed on us. So inshallah, and the Holy Quran, it presents to us the best role model in the Holy Prophet. So we will be studying the life and we will be understanding the life of the Holy Prophet and trying to implement them in our lifestyle. So my brothers and sisters, I hope you enjoyed listening to me as much as I enjoyed speaking to you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Thank you.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend Allah. Ya Rasulullah.
رسول الله.